Larry and David, thank you so much for bringing this group together. This has been really exciting. I'm going to do something very different. I'm going to talk about my experiences over the last 44 years teaching at a what was a small land-grant university and what has become a larger land-grant university. When I graduated from college in 1966, Virginia Tech had 4,500 students. When I arrived on the campus in 1971, it had 12,500. And by the end of the 70s, over 20,000. This was a period of explosive growth and considerable turmoil within the university. At the beginning of the 70s, the political powerhouse was the College of Agriculture. They ruled the roost. By the end of the 70s, they had lost the battle to engineering. The largest college, up until 10 years ago, was the College of Arts and Sciences. But engineering was still calling the shots. And, of course, one of the shots was all of our engineering students have to take only engineering courses. The other stuff is fluff. So, what do I do? I got involved with the idea of teaching engineering students when I was teaching logic, symbolic logic. I walked into class one day early, and there was a student there with his head in a book, and it wasn't my logic book. And I said, "What are you reading?" And he says, "Oh, I'm studying for a circuits exam next period." I said, "Well, tell me about it." And he did. In 5 minutes, he gave me a quick primer. So when class started, I put a diagram on the board, and I said, "What's that?" And the other engineering students in the class gave this deep sigh. "It's a circuit." "No, it's a logic tree." And I showed them how it worked, what the connectors were. And suddenly, they sat up, and they paid attention, and they figured out that logic really did have something to do with what they were doing. Wow. Yeah. And so that sort of was a revelation for me, in that it said to me, if you're going to be a good teacher, what you have to do is figure out how to get into the minds of your students. And getting into the minds of my students is very, very difficult at a university where there are 31,000 students majoring in over 180 different programs with different points of view. Now, I teach a large intro course, 300 students, and it's fun. I'm do Socratic method. I can't lecture. And I also teach a course called Philosophy of Technology. All of the engineering students in the Philosophy of Technology course have come from my intro course. What I want to do to the engineering students is to get them to want what the liberal arts offer. And my entree into that is to propose to them that they're not going to be engineers for their entire life. Their first job will probably be an engineering job, but they're not going to be at that job for the rest of their life. And I give them the example of a good friend of mine who started out as a bench engineer designing generators for Kohl Morgan Corporation, and after a year decided he was going crazy. He hated that. So he went to the company and said, "Give me something else to do." They said, "Well, you know the equipment. You got a good gift of gab. Why don't you go into sales?" So he did. And in a year, doubled their sales. So they made him sales manager. Now think about it. These are three different careers already in 5 years. And he doubled their sales again. So they sent him to Ireland with the charge of building a company, building a plant and a sales distribution force to market their generators in Europe, and gave him 10 years to make a profit. He made a profit in 5 years. So they brought him back. He's not 40 yet, and made him vice president for international relations. The company got bought out. He was given a golden parachute, and now he's riding horses in upstate New York. Going from an engineer to a salesman to a manager to a plant designer and manager. Does that sound exciting? Yes. What do you need to know to do that? And how did he manage to do that? He went to Duke. He said, every opportunity I got to take an elective, I took a humanities course. So now how, once you've sort of planted the seed, that you're really not going to be an engineer for the rest of your life, you're going to become a leader. Plant that seed. And how do you get them to figure out what they need? I've discovered that the best way to do that is not to lecture them and tell them what they need, but for them to learn from their fellow students what they need. So in the philosophy of technology course, I insist that each of the students give a presentation on, quote, something technological. And what you find happening in the dynamic in those presentations is the way the students learn from each other, the kinds of questioning they do with respect to each other. And that's when things get exciting, because the intensity in the class is palpable. I'm not doing anything. It's the students who are doing everything. And one student sat up and said at one point, you know, I never thought that I could learn anything from somebody in business. I think I'm confused. And he left the room. So one way to get into the minds of your students is to let them learn from each other. That's something that took me a while to figure out. With all the explosion of growth and changing features of the university I'm at over the years, you would think that there would be opportunities there for innovation and change. Well, it turns out that the growth and the changing emphasis from outreach to research has solidified positions politically. You stake out your turf, and then you protect it, because that's where you're going to make your mark. So I've given up the idea of trying to develop new programs. Instead, I try to get into the heads of the students and let them get into each other's heads. They will figure out, once they start talking to each other, that there is value in other areas of study than engineering. And they figure it out very quickly. The thing is that they form such tight cliques with their engineering student colleagues that they develop an attitude of dismissal towards their other students. And having them exposed to intelligent other students in other areas is an eye-opener. And that's when they learn that they need the liberal arts. Thank you.